All right, folks, I want to thank you for coming back for program correction, segment 3 of program 12 of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white here on WCJA AM 1100, wonderful coastal and foundational Georgia. I'm Marshall Wood, your host, continuing the discussion now on what's wrong with Georgia and raising questions about some curious connections of significant politicians in the state of Georgia to some really rather specious institutions and circumstances that all seem to have some Marxist bearing. And I apply Occam's razor. Occam was a Franciscan, English Franciscan priest in the 13th and the 14th century when he did his work, who said that the simplest explanation is usually the one that's right. And I've come to believe that. And so I'm applying that today when we ask questions about Raphael Warnock, who is the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church. Traditionally, divorced men don't fill pulpits, but you remember we did talk about Charles Stanley for a while, whose wife left him, and we talked at length about Andy Stanley, and both of those are going to figure in some things we talk about here in a minute. And then Raphael Warnock's sudden marriage for a brief period of time to Uleyi Ndoye, that's closest I can pronounce her name, a citizen from upstate New York, but with a very, I believe, Nigerian name, actually. A beautiful, I mean, really a blessed by God, beautiful woman. I can't find her birth date or much about her parents or anything else. She's sort of a mystery. And, you know, I'm not saying that she is this, but this raises my suspicions. You know, there are a lot of people that we found after the fall of the Soviet Union that were in this country under assumed identities doing some pretty bad things. And they look just like Tom and Joe next door. That would be Tom and Joanne in the traditional world that we lived in, everyday American people. In fact, they were Soviet operatives. And when I don't get a lot of information on somebody like Fonnie Wills, for example, or Brad Raffensperger, or even this beautiful lady, Uleyi Ndoye, married for 3 years to Raphael Warnock, who, though they popped out two children very quickly, and she's young and beautiful, and I'm just wondering what that may be masking, or whether that was an arranged marriage, or what maybe she taught to Mr. Warnock in those years of being married to a really interesting lady. And the fact that Raphael went to Union Theological Seminary, Marxist, after Morehouse College, probably infected with CRT, and there she met this beautiful lady with an incredible global accomplishment profile at Columbia University, the the benchmark for cultural Marxist encroachment into this country. And now Raphael Warnock was able to defeat a very popular, very beautiful white Republican woman who occupied was appointed by Brian Kemp to be the senator when the previous senator resigned due to health reasons. And she filled out the remaining year, and then in a special runoff election, she lost to Raphael Warnock, pastor, though unmarried, but divorced, with a background from a very left-leaning seminary that would be very advantageous to the Marxists if they wanted to cause further schism in this country like they're doing. But Raphael Warnock also defeated a very popular athlete from the University of Georgia who won the Heisman in 1982. How could that happen, really? There's a strong moral base in the black community. And I just really, with his background, cannot understand Raphael Warnock doing anything against Kelly Loeffler, who is just a beautiful woman, an intelligent and accomplished businesswoman, or a very popular man like Herschel Walker. Why? Why? Well, you know, Georgia is a Republican state, isn't it? Historically, it's been a Republican state with a few minor exceptions. However, in the very center of the state, there's a very red spot, and it's called Fulton County and DeKalb County, and even to an extent, two of the other three of the five Georgia counties that comprise the Atlanta metropolitan area. And I began to look at it and realize that when you have 52% of the population as black as it is in DeKalb County, and just under 50% as it is in Fulton County, but Fulton being a big county has, 441,000 black residents and 392,000 in DeKalb County. And if those folks vote in that 90% block that they normally do, and if they're in charge a lot of the election centers in the state of Georgia, with the usual 50-50 vote split, just a little bit of Fulton County skewing could change things dramatically, don't you think, to elect people like a Warnock or a Joe Biden. Okay, we're going to discuss this further in segment 4. I hope you'll come back. God bless you.